on a beautiful Arizona Saturday morning, wherever you find yourself today. I hope you are enjoying it. It is. I don't know that I could ask or create a better Arizona day. We've had rain a couple days ago, so it's got a nice little moisture barrier on top, so the dust is down. The Palo Verdes are in bloom. You can smell the creosote. I'm sure the pines and junipers just smell wonderful and alive in the northern parts. There's a nice overcast, a little breeze, perfect weather. You couldn't create a better day than today. And we're stuck inside, but only for another hour. It's Rosie on the house, and Rosie's in Tucson. He's actually going to be stuck inside the convention center all day. Man, I don't envy you, Dad. I know it'll be a great opportunity to talk to listeners, but, man, you're going to be stuck missing a beautiful day. And we've got your guest on the line, Mr. Bob Crispin with All About Water. Looking at Rosie on the house, I was like, how long have they been a partner? This is their 11th year with Rosie on the house, serving the Maricopa. Actually, they travel just about anywhere. Have truck, will travel. And you've brought them in to talk about water safety. So, Bob, let me turn you over to Rosie. Good morning, sir.
Hey, Bob, I appreciate you joining us this Saturday morning. And it's really what drove me to reach out and ask you to join us was all these headlines we're reading. Of course, it all started with the story in Flint, Michigan. But as that story in Flint, Michigan of the deteriorated status of the municipal water distribution system became big headlines, we started seeing, you know what? There are other cities that probably should be making the headlines as well. And I'm just interested in trying to capture these headlines and arrest people's fears, because I've said it for years. If you're in the market of shopping for a water treatment system of any kind, and the salesman is using scare tactics to get you to buy, you don't have the right water treatment specialist in your home. We should never have to use scare tactics to encourage a homeowner to make an investment in water treatment. So that's why I've invited my friend Bob in from All About Water. He's one of several Rosie certified water treatment specialists across the entire state. And Bob, I'd like to just kind of start with a line of questioning. I mean, you know, the water system, of course, in Flint, Michigan is probably considerably older than any water distribution system we've got here in Arizona. Have we got something to worry about here?
Well, it is true. We're not as old as a lot of the other systems. So the distribution systems we have are, you know, some are 50 years old or even less. But anything prior to, say, 1987, when it hits the distribution system in our home, is susceptible to lead coming into the water. And that's been an ongoing problem. So even up to the date of 2014, when the EPA required all faucets and fixtures and everything to be lead-free, because we're still getting the leaching into the system. And here in Arizona, it's the same, but it does come from newer systems, but we still have lead issues here in Arizona.
And within the water treatment industry, y'all have kind of come up with a term that I think really is very descriptive, final barrier?
Correct.
Explain that concept.
Well, it's something that's taken effect more prevalently in the last 4 years. It started in about 2002, but it was at a time when the distribution systems and everything came into play that we weren't going to be able to keep up with the water treatment from a municipal side. And even if we did, we wouldn't be able to control the distribution systems, and those wouldn't be replaced for 20 to 40 years, possibly. So it became evident that the only protection we had was at the point of use, and they call that the final barrier. So that would be where you drink water from. That's where the treatment needs to be. And that would reverse the process across what we look at municipal supplies today. They would give us a less quality water, and all water would be trying to treat at point of use rather than at a municipal plant.
Well, it's curious. EPA consistently keeps increasing the number of contaminants it's searching to certify a pure potable water supply. can we install equipment at our own homes that are capable of keeping us safe from all of these emerging contaminants?
Well, what they're looking at in the future is that passing that responsibility over to the end user. So they're it's all in the process of what they're looking at, but they're looking at being able to monitor that equipment from a third party, if you will, that equipment is working effectively and giving you quality water. And that means that the filters are being changed at the time they're supposed to. And the actual quality reading coming from that water is equal to high quality, much like they do right at the municipal plant today. Knowing when it leaves the plant, it may not be that pure when it gets to the end user. This monitoring equipment would be the same in the home.
I've got an interesting story about that particular eventuality in visiting with someone down here in Tucson yesterday who at one time was the city manager for a home in New Hampshire that went through a flood based on the Hurricane Sandy, and it exposed a sewer line that ran underneath a stream that everyone, I guess, didn't realize was there. And the only unfortunate thing about that is the sewer line was corroded to the point that the stream was overflowing it, and the stream was directly depositing itself into a reservoir that served the drinking supply of the city. Oh, boy. All right, folks, when we get back, we'll talk a little bit more about water quality and your topic as well.